Hello everyone, my name is Mark Antone and I'm a program manager here at Microsoft IT Showcase. My team offers productivity guidance on various Microsoft products and services, which is available at microsoft.com/ITShowcase. I want to welcome everyone to today's IT Showcase productivity training. We're excited to provide you with a demo of PowerPoint Basics and Beyond from our PowerPoint subject matter expert, Brian Mooring. While you're watching the recorded demo, be sure to ask any questions you may have through our Skype Q&A window. As we have some PowerPoint subject matter experts here live and online ready to respond directly to you. Later in this demo, we'll be using Microsoft Pulse to get your feedback on today's content. Be sure to let us know what you think so we can continue to provide you with additional sessions just like this one. Okay, let's start the demo.
Hi everyone, thank you very much for joining me today. My name is Brian, I'm a productivity trainer here at Microsoft, and today we're going to talk about PowerPoint. Now PowerPoint is a very cool tool because it allows us to present not only to a business audience, but even back in school, because I remember using PowerPoint doing presentations back in high school and even college. So this is a great tool for us to talk about today. There's a lot of neat features that are not necessarily used all the time, so let's talk about a few of those today. We're going to start from scratch by creating a brand new PowerPoint presentation. Once we create that presentation, we're going to add in some slides, add in our content. After that, we're going to add in those neat features, that transitions and animations. But we're not going to want to add too many of those because that can be quite distracting in our presentations. After that, we're going to include our speaker notes because that's what we will use to talk about our slides directly in our PowerPoint. And what we want to do is we want to use those speaker notes to tell the story because the slide is not going to have all that content on there. We want the speaker notes to tell the story. After that, we'll show you how to view your PowerPoint in slideshow mode. That way, that's the way you will see it when you do your presentation. And after that, we're going to move it to OneDrive because from OneDrive, that's where we can share it with additional people and collaborate with them. But also, we can access this from any device. So PowerPoint is an app that you can download for any of your devices. So, you know, your iPad, your iPhone, anything like that, you can navigate to your PowerPoint. And with that, let's go ahead and get started and create a brand new PowerPoint presentation. So today we're going to be using PowerPoint 2016. A lot of these features are available on a lot of versions of PowerPoint, but there are some interesting ones that are available only on 2016. So do be aware that if you're using something other than PowerPoint 2016, that some of these items may not be available for you. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and create a brand new PowerPoint presentation. All right, when we first open PowerPoint 2016, we're going to come into this main screen here, and we will start by creating a brand new blank presentation. Now, if we create a blank presentation, there's nothing associated with that. You create brand new slides on your own, so that may not be the way that you want to go. So in this case, we've got a lot of templates available for us. So let's make full use of that. In this case, I already checked out this one that I liked previously. It's the circuit one. It looks pretty modern and cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select that template. I can select a color from the layout, and I like the blue right now, but I'm going to show you in a second how we can always change to a different template later on. And I'm going to click on Create. So right now, we've created this brand new PowerPoint. We've got it right here. I can add in my title. But what I want to do later on is I want to change the color. Well, we can do that by going to the Design tab. Once we've added in our slides, you can see from the Design tab, we could actually change to a different design altogether. But right over here, we have the variations. So in this case, maybe at the last minute, instead of blue, we want to focus on a different color. We can always select a different color from the dropdown. And in this case, I like this one. I like the black. That looks pretty nice. So I'm going to add in the black, and you can see how it changes the color of the slide right on my screen. So now I can go ahead and get started with this template with my variation that I prefer. If we go back to the Home tab, now we can start adding in our content. So now we want to start adding in slides and content. This is going to be the meat of our presentation. We want to include all of our content. That includes charts. We want to talk about different images, different screen capture. We have all that available to us, available within PowerPoint. So let's go ahead and get started with that. So to add in new slides into your PowerPoint presentation, of course, there's many ways to do this. Well, the easiest way is directly from the Home tab, you have the ability to add in a new slide. From the drop-down, you get the ability to select all these templatized pages right down here below. So instead of, remember, if we'd selected blank, it would have been from scratch, everything, we would have been creating it on our own. Well, here, we have this stuff pre-made for us. So in this case, I can add in a new slide. Right now, we have a title slide in there. And the next one, let's do title and content. We can go ahead and add in a new slide of maybe two content. So now we can have some templates available for us when we get into our content and start designing our PowerPoint. But I want to do something else. So when I add in a new slide, you not only have the ones that are available for you here that are part of the template, you can also duplicate selected slides, which is pretty neat. So you can duplicate any of the slides that you select. You can select slides from an outline. So if you were to create an outline within Word, so before you get started with your PowerPoint presentation, you go into Word, you create an outline of your presentation. You could save that Word document as an outline and then go into PowerPoint and open up the slides from outline and select that document. It will create slides that align with your outline. So it's a really neat tool that allows you to get started a lot faster. But what I want to show you is the ability to reuse slides. So we've often used PowerPoint presentations that we love. We want to reuse them over and over again. Well, instead of opening up that PowerPoint presentation, copying and pasting into this existing one that we're working in, let's go ahead and click on Reuse Slides, and let's take a look and see what we have available for us. In this case, it opens up a pane on the right-hand side, and we can select a file from our hard drive, or even out from our OneDrive for Business or OneDrive Personal. So in this case, I'm going to go onto my desktop, I'm going to go to WorkSmart, and I've got a OneNote demo that I did last month. In this case, I'll select that demo, open it. What it does is it opens up that PowerPoint slide and brings it into this right-hand side, and I can go through and select each slide that I want to reuse. So instead of remaking the slide over and over again or navigating to that PowerPoint and copying and pasting, I can do it a lot easier just from here by reusing the slides. And to add them into your PowerPoint presentation, all you have to do is just go through, click on that slide, it will add it into your PowerPoint presentation. Now do be aware that it will merge the formatting if you just click on a slide. If you want to maintain that previous formatting that was used, you should right-click on the slide. Down below is keep source formatting. So if you want to keep the formatting from the previous slides that were used instead of merging them together, what you want to do is select Keep Source Formatting and then add in the slide. You can see how the text comes through a little bit differently than it did on the previous slide, how it's kind of got that bold feature. So if you want to keep the source formatting, make sure you keep that selected. So we're able to add in a lot of slides just from clicking on the new slide option. But on the fly, we can also add in slides just by right-clicking in that left-hand navigation. So what we're using to navigate through all our slides, we can right-click, and then we can add in a new slide. Now, we're starting to add in our slides. It's starting to get a little bit disorganized here, especially since we have a certain template for three, and then we added in those three other slides that we liked from the previous PowerPoint presentation. In that case, we can organize our PowerPoint just like we do folders on our desktop. We can have sections within our PowerPoint. So in this case, I want to create a section between the first three slides and the second three. I'm going to right-click in between those two slides and add a section. So I've right-clicked, I've added a section. You can see right now it's untitled. And yes, we've got it. I can then decrease the size of that, minimize it, and then only view that first section. If I want to see that second section, I can expand it later on. If I want to rename it, I can right-click on it, and we can rename the section to be images. Rename, there we go. Now we have an images section. So we can now keep our PowerPoint presentation a lot more organized and be able to go through a lot more easy. All right, so now we're gonna get ready to start adding some content. We've added in our slides. We're now ready to start adding some content. Now we have the basics. You can see we have the ability to add a title. So here is the title. And we can add in the subtitle. This is nothing new, the text boxes and stuff like that. If we want to add in some additional stuff though, we're gonna wanna go to the insert tab because that's really where all the stuff that we wanna add into our PowerPoint presentation is located. You can see, as soon as we clicked on insert, we've got a lot of pretty neat stuff available to us here. So here is where we have the ability to add in a table. We have the ability to add in some pictures. We can go out to online and grab some pictures too. But we also have the ability to take some screenshots. Now these are gonna be some really neat features that we're gonna get started on. So let's go down here to images and start going through this content. In this case, I don't like this picture. Let's remove it. You can see as soon as I remove that picture, that because I've had the template that we used previously, there it is, it's right behind that image. But what I wanna do is I want to insert another picture. Well, directly from the insert tab, we have the ability to insert pictures. So if I were to click on pictures, I would be able to access any of them on my notebook, or not my notebook, but my computer. But what I want to do, I don't have anything available, I want to use the online pictures that we have available. In this case, if I click on online pictures, it will take me out to Bing search, and we can search on Bing for any of the pictures. So in this case, let's talk about autumn. Why not? Here we go. We've got some really cool pictures for autumn because this creates a nice background for the content that we're going to talk about. I like this one too. Let's click on this and insert. Now do be aware that you are responsible for others' rights, including copyright. So these are not available for mass publication. So if you were to download this image and then put it out on any of the external facing sites or anything like that, you do not have the rights to these. There are people that have rights to these images. But in this case, I would select a particular image that I like and click on insert. What that will do is that will insert that image into my presentation. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to just copy this image from the previous page and paste it in. So when you insert an image, what it comes in full screen. So it comes in on top of whatever content that you had there. Well, that's not good because I had the title down there below with the text box with content in it. At any time, you can move where your content is shown. In this case, the image is on the front. I want to move it to the back. You can always move content later on after it's been added by right-clicking on the content, and you can see we have some options available for us here. We have the option to send to the back. So if we were to click on send to the back, it sends it all the way to the back of our content. But if we were to send backward, it moves it back one step each time. But in this case, I know I only have the one item on there, so I'm just gonna click on send to back. There we go. And now our text box is back in the front of our image. All right, so we've added some images. Let's talk about that screenshot option. Right here, this is a great tool for us to use, especially if we're talking about PowerPoint, we're talking about going out to different tools, we're accessing them, we're creating a presentation on how to access a certain tool, we can use the screenshot option for ourselves. So if I were to click on screenshot, we'll see all available windows that we have open right now. So right now, all I have is a PowerPoint presentation open. But if I had other tools open, other windows, they would all appear right here under screenshot. Now what this does is this takes a screenshot of everything that I've got on that screen. But in this case, I'm just going to click on screen clipping. Because what that lets me do is you can see when I hover over that tool, it says it allows me to take a quick screenshot of part of the screen and then add it to the document. So I'm going to add on screen clipping. So what it does is it goes to this full page here. You can see this is the slide that I'm presenting to talk about adding slides and content. But maybe the only part that I want is I want just that text box of adding slides and content. So what I can do is I can select on the screen exactly what I want to clip into my PowerPoint presentation, select it, and you can see it will take a clip of that slide and put it into my PowerPoint presentation. So you can do this for anything that you have open. So, you know, you have your web browser open. You want to navigate to that, grab the screen clipping, do the same thing. You can go in again to the Insert tab, take that screenshot, and go in and grab that document. Okay? We now have this additional item in our page, and you can see, again, it comes in on top of that item. If we want to move it to the back, again, we right-click on that item, and then we can, in this case, I'm going to just send backward, because if I were to click on Send to the Back, it would send it all the way back, so behind that full screen image that we have too. In this case, I'm just going to send backward, and you can see the text box then comes in front. So again, we can start organizing our content on the page by right-clicking and adding and sending to the back, moving forward, all that stuff. Okay, so we've talked about adding some images. We've talked about adding some images from online. We can add images from our hard drive. We can even add screenshots. But you also have the most common feature is to add shapes and icons and smart charts. These are the most common features that we have available to us. So let's go up to one of those previous slides that we had the content, and let's talk about adding some additional stuff. So on this page, let's talk about PowerPoint is awesome. Okay, so we've got a new title for this page, and it's PowerPoint is awesome, and we want to start adding some content. In this case, when we use the template that is provided to us, you can see we have the ability to add text to this box, but down below, because this is a template, we can actually use what's available to us right down here. You can see it says Insert Table. So if we were to click on Insert Table, that will insert a table into that area on our PowerPoint presentation. So instead of just having a blank slate, we can actually add in a table directly to our page. So, but the main thing I want to do right now, I want to go in and I want to add a smart art graphic. So this is a common thing that we use in PowerPoint is to tell a story. We can use smart art. So it's already available to us for wide usage. Again, if we wanted to just add smart art to any page, you can just click on the Insert tab and click on Smart Art, and you can select a design. But in this case, I'm going to use the template that was provided to me, and I'm going to click on Insert Smart Art Graphic. And in this case, I'm going to insert, let's see, let's just go ahead and insert a pyramid, for instance. Click on that and click OK. You can see it will add it will insert a smart art image for me. It'll insert that pyramid. I'm going to add in, you know, tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. So you can see I am inserting the text into this text box instead of directly onto this image. I could insert the text directly onto the image if I want, but over here on the left-hand side, this gives us the additional functionality to resize the text boxes, all of them at once, instead of just one at a time. In this case, off to the left-hand side, I'll start typing in my text, and as the text gets bigger and bigger, it will resize everything else that I have in my image. All right, so we added in some content. We have a smart art here. That doesn't look as nice as I want it to look. I can always change colors. I can change the way it looks at any time. In that case, as soon as you select anything that you've added in, so in this case, we added in SmartArt. As soon as we select the SmartArt item, we have some SmartArt tools that become available for us. So these aren't available unless you click on an actual SmartArt item. So in this case, we've selected the SmartArt, and on the right-hand side, we can select the different styles that we have available for us. So in this case, I want to make it look, there we go. That's interesting. So we can add in a different style that we want, and we can even change the colors. So right now, if I click on the change colors, all the options become available for me. And right now, we've got this gray-black going on in the background. Let's do a blue. Blue looks nice next to that background. So I can go through and select a different color. You can see it changes the entire color of the smart art for me. At any time, if you want to revert to a different style or anything like that, you can do that at any time on layouts. So if I click on the drop down, I can then select a different layout. Maybe I want the arrow or the pyramid to be going down. Maybe I want the items to be called out to the side. I can change this at any time. You can see it maintains my content, but it does change the style. So at any time, if you get tired of the old style, you can change it any way you like. You can also convert it to something else. So at any one time, this is all one item. The smart art item is one item. And, well, maybe I want to split it up. Maybe I don't want it to be that single item. In this case, what I would want to do is I would want to convert. So in this case, what it does is it converts that single item into different shapes. So this isn't really relevant right now for the pyramid, but let's say if we had a smart art where we had circles going in a cycle. So we had maybe 8 circles in a row. Well, in this case, it's only part of the smart art. I can always convert that to just be text and shapes at any time. So instead of it having it be part of the smart art, I can break those up and have it just be the shapes and text. So you always have that ability too. All right, so we've added in some smart art. PowerPoint is awesome. Here's the 3 tiers on why PowerPoint is awesome. Well, in that next section, we want to maybe provide some statistics. Let's add in maybe a chart. So again, on the Insert tab, you have the ability to add in a chart, but because we have the template already preset for us, on this right-hand side, we have the ability to insert a chart. So we've got a smart art off to the left, let's insert a chart to the right. In this case, I'm going to click on Insert Chart. You can see it will give us all the available options for us that we have available to visualize our story. So in this case, let's talk about how awesome PowerPoint has been over the years. How about that? In this case, we would want to have a line chart saying in year 1, it was maybe not as awesome, but now it's super awesome. So in this case, we're going to have the line chart. Click on that. We would be able to select different styles too if we wanted to. But in this case, I like just the plain line chart and click OK. In the right-hand side over here, it will insert that chart. There we go. And it's in there. What's really neat too is the fact that it actually opens up an Excel spreadsheet in the background to help us run this chart. So it's not just a chart that I have to move the stuff to approximate a location. I can actually put in data here that helps me visualize my content. But before I get started with that, I'm going to close out the Excel and show you this is what that chart looks like on my page. Well, there's a couple of things that I don't like right now. I can tell you that because there is no background to my chart, that it kind of bleeds together and it kind of makes it hard to see some of those items that I have in my chart. Well, I can always change that by clicking on my chart. Again, just like we did with Smart Art, by selecting Smart Art, we have some additional items that are available to us. As soon as I click on my chart, I have chart tools available for me. So in this case, I'm going to click on Chart Tools. I can start changing the design. I can start changing the format. In this case, I want to add in a background. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to add in, let's say, a blue background. Ooh, that doesn't look too good. In this case, I would go through and select a particular color that would be best for my content. So in this case, let's do a dark gray. How about that? Dark gray, that way it delineates my chart from my background, but it also provides a nice visual for me to view my content. So now we have my chart, I've set up a nice background. Let's go back over to the design. At any time, I can change my chart style at any time. Again, so if you have your content already in there, you can go through, you can change your chart style. It will change with your content in there. So you don't have to worry about losing that information. It will maintain in there for you. But in this case, I want to edit my data because that is where we are getting our visualization here for our chart. In this case, I'm going to click on Edit Data. You can see it will open up that Excel again for me. It's not as robust as Excel is, but it is a version of Excel. In this case, let's put in some years. Let's say 1995, and then let's do 2005, and then lastly, let's do 2010. Now, this is our awesome chart, and we want to say what the level of awesomeness was. So starting in 1995, let's say it was a 10. 2000, we moved up to a 50. 2005, it hit up to 100. Well, guess what? 2010/2017, well, guess what? It's up to 10,000. That's how awesome PowerPoint is. So now we've added in some content, but we also still, we see our chart in the background. It has been changing as we've been adding in our content. But we don't want to use series 2, in this case, or series 3. We only want to use that first column of information. So at any time, we can select what is shown in the background on that chart by selecting our content. So I'm going to select in the corner and drag it over to just highlight that column 1. And you can see in the background, it is updated. Maybe 10,000 isn't the right number because it doesn't show as drastic of a change. So let's just go to 1,000. How about that? There we go. Now we can see at least a nice increase in our chart. At any time, I can then close my data, and I can look at my chart directly in the background. We now have the ability to edit again, like we talked about. We can go through, we can remove titles, anything like that, select it, delete it. You can see the chart will smartly adjust itself to take up that full area. In this case, we don't need to have a key either, because you know we can speak to this and say, hey, this is how awesome PowerPoint has been over the years. Now it's super awesome. So we do have this ability to go through and edit our chart later on. So again, we're starting to add in a nice story for our PowerPoint. We've got in some smart art, we've got in some charts to help tell our story, but we've also got some really neat features, other features that are available to us. So again, I'm going to add in some new pages. I'm going to go right click and add in a new slide and go back to that insert tab. So we saw how we were able to add in some pictures, add in some smart art, add in some charts, but we also have the ability to add in some video. Now, this is a feature that is not commonly used, but if you were to insert video, you have the ability to go out and grab a video from online. So anything that's posted out to, in this case, if we were to click on online video, we can go out to a SharePoint site and grab a video. We can go out to YouTube, or if you have an embed code from anywhere where you post a video, you can add that embed code here, and it will add and insert that video into your PowerPoint. So in this case, let's go out to YouTube and grab a PowerPoint. So I'm going to search for PowerPoint. We can see there's all kinds of PowerPoint options here. So I could select any of these videos and then click on insert. What that will do is that will insert that video link into our PowerPoint. That way, when we go into presentation mode, as soon as it gets to that slide, we can then press on that content and start viewing that video. So again, a great feature that's available for you. We also, again, like I mentioned, you have the ability to embed a video that is stored on your hard drive, but you can see just to the right of that, we have screen recording. Now, this is a feature I use often here at Microsoft when I'm doing training, doing presentations. I can go in and do a screen recording of anything. So if I'm viewing a tool, I'm talking about a certain process, I'm talking about a certain website, I can go out, select screen recording. So if I were to select screen recording, what it does is it allows me to select a certain area. So in this case, I can select the entire area. I'm going to select the entire screen. I can then record audio and record my pointer. So as I start going through and talking about a certain item, so in this case, I'm going to click record. It will record exactly what I'm presenting. So it gives me a nice little countdown here. And it records my pointer, so everywhere that my pointer goes, it is being recorded. Everything that I click on is being recorded. And then when I'm finished, I can then go up to the top. I could either press the hotkey to get back to and stop the recording at any time, but I can also hover up to the top and then stop recording. So in this case, look at that. And you see how it went right into that area where the content was. So I inserted a screenshot. There we go. We have our presentation here. If I were to click play at any time, I can see that video start to play. It's hard to see at this angle, but my mouse pad is moving along, and you can see everything that I click on. You can see how it goes through each of the screens. So maybe this is a recording on how I can show you how the screen recording works. So we have that ability to add in the, sorry about that. We have the ability to insert a screen recording, which is super helpful and adds to our story here with PowerPoint. Again, once we've inserted that content, we have the ability to click on that item, and you can see up here we have the video tools available for us. So at any time, anything that you insert into your PowerPoint presentation, you have the ability to go back, select it, and then have some additional tools available for you. So in this case, I could select that image. I could select a certain frame that I want to show here on this main screen. So maybe I want something to show the main screen be, hey, we're going to go out and view this tool, or something else. I don't want it to just be a random screenshot. In that case, I can always go through, select a certain poster frame. I can even reset the design and size at any time that I want to. I can even do video shapes. So instead of having the basic video shape that we have here, we could do a video shape of where it's in a circle. You know, be creative. That's the real benefit of PowerPoint, is that it lets you be creative in how you tell your story. We can also manage how the playback happens. So in other tools, you just have the ability to record and that's it. Well, we have the ability here on playback to go through and actually trim our video. So we have some video editing capability too within PowerPoint that may not necessarily be available for us in other tools. So in this case, we have the ability to fade in, fade out. So we can add a real nice professional quality to our video here that we may not otherwise have. And you can see we also have the ability to loop until stopped. So maybe you want to reiterate until somebody actually clicks on the stop and then it stops the video. We use this often in road shows and stuff like that. We can play a video on loop until we're done with that road show, then we can just stop it and then we can move on. So we've inserted now a nice screenshot. Now let's talk about adding in some transitions and animations. We've added in a lot of content here. We've got shapes, we've got charts, we've got the screen capture. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. Well, to help ease the story or to help add in some additional, professional quality, add in some nice interest, visual interest into our story, that's where transitions and animations come in handy for us. So in this case, let's go back to our PowerPoint presentation. Now, in your PowerPoint presentation, I definitely recommend to add in some sort of transition, because otherwise it just very blankly slide one, slide two, slide three. Well, that's not very, it's very jarring to your visual senses. In that case, we can add in some nice transitions between our slides. So if we were to go up to the transitions slide, I can click on transitions and see what transitions we have available for us. Now, it's definitely recommended that you do not do different transitions for each slide, because that can be even more distracting and more visually jarring than just having no transition at all. So definitely select one transition and then stick with it. But I'll show you a nice handy tip on how to have transitions for all your slides without having to go through on each slide and add in that transition. So in this case, I would select any of the slides on the left-hand side, and you can see on the Transitions tab, I can select any of these transitions that I have available for me. I can then select on the down arrow and view everything. So in this case, let's take a look at, Let's talk about, let's see push. So that, it gives me a nice little demonstration of what it will look like. If I need to see it again, once I've added in that transition, I can then click on preview and view it again. Okay, I like that. That adds in a nice little segue into our next slide. Well, instead of me clicking on each individual slide on the left-hand side and then clicking on the push transition, I can easily add the transition to all of my slides by clicking on apply to all. So instead of, again, clicking on each individual slide, taking that time, I can just select the transition. Oh, okay, I like that. I like the push transition. Let's go over here to apply all, click on that. Now every single one of my slides has the push transition. How can I tell it does? Well, now over on the left-hand side, we can see this little star icon next to each one of my PowerPoint slides. That lets me know that there's an animation associated to that slide. And in this case, I've only added a transition, so that is the only animation that's available for me, is that transition slide. I can always change the effect options too. So once I've added a transition, it comes through with its standard transition. But I do have the availability to change those effect options. So once you've selected one of those transition slides, what you like, you can then click on the effect options. So by default right now it's from the bottom, but maybe I want it to be from the right. Have it be like somebody's turning the page. In that case, I could click on from the right. We can see exactly what that looks like. It gives me a nice preview. Okay, I like that one a lot better. Again, click on apply all. Now every single one of those slides has that same transition. All right, we've added a little bit more visual capability to our PowerPoint by adding in the transitions. Now let's talk about the animations. So right now, the content that I have is not necessarily fitting for animations, but I think I could add in an animation for the smart art. So in this case, I'm going to select on the smart art. At any time, if you want to close that text box, you can just hit the X icon. If you want to get it back, you can see there's this little arrow. If I tap on that, it brings back my text box. So I do have the ability to do that. But what I want to do is I want to animate this. How can I animate this? I'm not an animator. I didn't go to school to become an animator. Well, PowerPoint does it for you. In this case, I select what I want to animate, and then I can go to the Animations tab. It's right next to Transitions. If I click on the Animations tab, we can see some certain animations that we have available for us. If I want to go through and look at each one of these, I can. You can see we have some certain entrance items. In this case, if we were to select an entrance animation, if somebody views this in slideshow mode, they would not see my smart art until they clicked on the page, and then the smart art would entrance into my slide deck. If I were to add an emphasis, well, this, when I go to my slide, my smart art will be there, but then it will draw attention to the smart art. And then if I were to click on exit, that means the smart art will be there until somebody clicks on the page, then it will disappear. So in this case, what I want to do is I want to add in an entrance, I want to have an emphasis, and I want to have an exit. Let's take a look and see which ones we have available for us. Well, right now we know our smart art is a pyramid. I think what would look cool with a pyramid would be to have a swivel entrance. So in this case, I'm going to click on swivel. You can see in the background, it'll give us a nice preview of that. At any time, if you want to see it again, we can click on preview. Okay, yeah, I'm liking that. In this case, it's got a nice swivel to it. I can, again, just like we did with transitions, how we have the effect options, we have the ability to change the effect options too. In this case, we could do as one object, which is what I like, because right now the smart art is just the pyramid, but you could do each level at a certain time if you want. But in this case, I want this all to be just one item. So right now, we've got it coming in as a swivel. If I want to add an additional animation, remember we talked about wanting to have an entrance, have an emphasis, and then have an exit. At any time, if you want to add an additional animation, instead of going over on the left-hand side and clicking on another animation, what that does is that changes that original animation. In this case, what we want to do is we want to click on Add Animation. So I'm going to click on Add Animation. You'll see it'll open up just like we had the drop down on the left hand side. And in this case, I want it to emphasize my smart art. So in this case, I want it to pulse. So if I were to click on pulse, that's what it looked like. Well, I want that to be emphasized a little bit more. So in this case, I want it to last a little bit longer in this case. So right now, we can see on the right-hand side for this pulse animation that the duration is only half a second. In this case, I want it to last a little bit longer. So if I were to up that up, I could up the duration to be 2 minutes. I can then preview that. Well, now it's going to preview the pulse. And then there we go. And then it will show the pulse. So you can see it's a little bit slower, but it lasted longer. So that way we can get that animation a lot more effective and have people draw more attention to it. Now the last animation we want to add an exit. So let's go ahead and click on add another animation. And in this case, I'm going to have it, let's have it fly out. How about that? So we're going to click on fly out and it'll disappear. So now, if we wanted to see all those animations in a row, we could again click on preview, but I want to have a little bit more control on what happens when and how it happens. In that case, as soon as you add animations to any of your pages within PowerPoint, you have the ability to click on the animation pane. I'm going to click on animation pane. I can see all my animations in a row over here on the right-hand side, and you can see right now it says 1, 2, and 3. The reason why it says 1, 2, and 3 is because each one of these is on what we call on click. So these animations don't happen until somebody clicks on that page. Otherwise, it's just the standard page without that item in there. So I can click on each one of these animations. You can see if I right click, I can select when it starts. So if I were to have it start on click again, that's when somebody clicks on the page. I could have it start if I were to click on with previous. That means it starts as soon as the page is opened. So as soon as the PowerPoint presentation moves to this page, this animation will play instead of relying on somebody actually clicking. So in this case, I'm going to click on with previous. And so now this one will play automatically. So when you navigate to this page, the item will entrance. It will not emphasize until somebody clicks on that page, and then it will not exit until somebody clicks on that page. But I want the emphasis to happen right after the previous one, and I don't want to have to click on the page for that to happen. So in order to do that, we can then click on that next animation item, and you can see again it's on click, but I want it to happen after previous. So what that does is it happens after that previous item occurs. So I'm going to click on after previous. You can see now that number disappears. So again, now when we navigate to this PowerPoint slide, what's going to happen is the smart art is going to entrance, and then it's going to emphasize, but then it's not going to exit until somebody clicks. And that's exactly what I want to happen. I want my animation to play exactly like that. Now, again, we can select and manage any of the options available to us. We can manage how long it takes to do a certain item. So again, you have a lot of control over this animation and add in some nice professional quality to your presentations that you may not otherwise take full advantage of. So again, we can click on each one of those items. We can have a delay. So when they click on the page, they navigate to this page before this enters in, we could have a delay of maybe a full second. And then the item enters in. So we have the ability to manage this entire presentation and how these things are animated. So let's take a look and see what this looks like. Let's do a preview. So in this case, it's going to show, ooh, there it is. It comes in and then it emphasizes the smart art and then it disappears. So it gives you a nice preview of what that will look like when you go into your presentation. All right. We've talked about creating our PowerPoint presentation. We've added in some nice animations, some nice transitions. Well, now is the real meat of our story. Even though we've got some nice visual content here, and again, keep in mind that when you create your PowerPoint slides, you do not want to have a lot of information on a slide. You want to be able to tell the story behind what is happening on the screen. So in this case, we want to include some speaker notes to help us along the way in our presentation. In order to add in some speaker notes, on our slide, we've got our slide here. All the work has been done up here on the actual slide. But down below the slide, right here, we have notes. If we were to click on notes, it actually expands the lower section open a little bit, and then we can expand it even more if we want by clicking on the little line there and dragging up, and we want to add in our notes. So these will be our reference points, the story, really, behind the PowerPoint slide. So in this case, we want to talk about the history of PowerPoint and how awesome it is and how awesome it was over the years, right? So over the years. So we can really have the story behind the slide right here. And what's really nice is that when we view this PowerPoint later on, when we're in our presentation, when we go into presentation mode, we can have the slides. That's what everyone's seeing. But on my screen, I'd be able to see everything that's happening in the background. So I can see all of my notes down below. They're available for me. I can reference them. So it's not like this is going nowhere. This is actually available for me later on that I can reference during my presentation. So it's really helpful in those presentations to have some speaker notes. So definitely take full advantage of this because, again, when we go into presentation mode, you can then reference your content later on and not be trying to think of the words as they come along. You have the full story available for you. You can use it as reference. So again, any content that you're looking into adding into a slide, if it's a lot of content, take that content, condense it down to just a few words, but take the main content, put it into your speaker notes, and then that's where we'll tell the story. So definitely a recommended practice to use the speaker notes for that purpose and not have a lot of text happening in your slides, because then people will focus on just reading the PowerPoint slides and not necessarily on what you're saying. So definitely keep in mind that is a recommended practice. Next, we're going to talk about viewing this in slideshow mode. So if we were to go back to our presentation, we've added in some nice speaker notes. Let's add in some speaker notes on each of these slides. Speaker notes, and go up to the first one, speaker notes, 2, and welcome. All right, so we have our speaker notes in our PowerPoint presentation. But what we want to do is we want to view this in slideshow mode. Now, this is the presentation mode in which we show our slides out to everyone. So if we want to do a presentation in front of our teammates, in front of our school, anything like that, we'd want to go to slideshow, and then we could play from the beginning. We could play from a current slide. We could even customize the slideshow. But what I want to do right now is I just want to click on from the beginning. So if we were to click on from the beginning, I click on that, you can see it goes into my presentation mode. So this is what everyone else is seeing. But what I want to see is I want to see what's happening in the background. So in this case, I want to view in presentation mode, and I want to see my notes. So if I right click, I can see the notes. Okay. It may not let me do this view. Sorry about that. Well, what happens when you get into this view, when you go into presentation mode, is it allows you to view the slide. It gives you a time stamp so you can know exactly how long it's taking to go through your content. So you can prepare ahead of time on how much time you want to go through a slide, and it will give you your notes. So you can go through and see every single one of your notes, and in that presentation mode, if you were to click either on the page, the animations will occur, or if you were to click the forward arrow, it will go through each of those animations too. So do be aware that if you were to go into presentation mode, you can view all of your content in one single view, but everyone else, the only thing they're seeing is the actual presentation. They're not seeing any of those notes that you've taken, any of the timings, any of the next slides. They're not seeing any of that. The only thing they're seeing is the main presentation, which is that one slide. So So we've talked about creating our content. We've saved it. In this case, I haven't saved it yet, so I want to save. Definitely save along the way, because you don't want to lose any of your content and save the work that you've done. But we want to move to OneDrive. Now, why do we want to move to OneDrive? In this case, we can access this document from any device. Like I mentioned, PowerPoint is an app that you can get onto your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, your Windows phone, anything. You can get the PowerPoint app available on all those devices, and then you can open up this PowerPoint deck anywhere. You can start presenting from your phone if you want. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but maybe you do. In that case, you want to save it out to a cloud location so you can access it from any device, anywhere, but also you have the ability to share the document. So let's talk about moving out to OneDrive. In this case, I'm going to go over to my PowerPoint presentation and I'm going to click on Save. You'll see it'll ask me to save it as, and I'll save it right now to my PC and click on, let's do Documents. Yep, this is the title. How about that? Click on Save. So I've saved this PowerPoint presentation, but it's on my hard drive. If I wanted to share this with somebody, I would actually have to take this PowerPoint deck, include it in an email, send it off. Well, now we're working on two separate copies. If somebody makes changes to that copy that I sent off, I don't have the changes that were made. I would have to have them send it back to me and back and forth. That's not very time efficient. In that case, we want to move it to a cloud location. That way, when I share it out, we can both be navigating to the same PowerPoint presentation. We can both be making edits to the same one, and we can see live and real time what's happening in that PowerPoint presentation. So in this case, I definitely recommend navigating out to your OneDrive. And in this case, I have, if I go to File and click on Save As, I have allowed access to my personal OneDrive down to my PC. And I have it available for me right here on Brian Personal. In this case, go to my OneDrive Personal, click on it, and then it comes through into my personal. I'll click Save. So once I've saved my PowerPoint presentation out to this cloud location, it'll take a little bit longer because it is going out to the cloud. It's not on my hard drive. Now I have the availability to share this with my colleagues. So now that we've moved this out to our OneDrive or cloud location anywhere, not only do we have the ability to access this from any document, or not any document, but access it from any device, we also have the ability to share and collaborate with others. Because that's the real benefit of having these items in the cloud, is the ability to collaborate with others and be able to track versions even. So let's talk about how you can share and collaborate with your PowerPoint presentation. All right, I've already saved this out to my OneDrive Personal. It's already out there. I can share now this item by going to File and then Share. So previously, if I had tried to do this when my PowerPoint presentation was on my hard drive, well, it would not allow me to be able to share this. But now that it is out on my OneDrive, I do have the ability to share with people. So if I were to click on Share with People, I can see who is the owner. So right now, I'm the only owner and I'm the only one that has access to this. So that's one thing I want to ease your fears about. A lot of people worry about as soon as they move something to the cloud, it's accessible by everyone in the public anywhere. All they have to do is search for this, here is the title, and they would come up with this. That is not the case. This is your personal space. It is available only to you until you share with somebody else. And you have full control over that area. So you don't have to worry about accidentally sharing it out, and then as soon as you share it out, then somebody else shares it to somebody else. It is only you that has this ability. So in this case, I'm going to invite a colleague of mine, click in their name. As soon as you add them in, you have the ability to give them edit access or view access. Now, if you give them edit access, they have the ability to open up that document within PowerPoint. They have the ability to make changes, but they don't have the ability to go out and share it with anybody else. They only have access to that document, and then they can make those changes directly to your PowerPoint presentation. But we could also change it to just be view only. If we were to give them view access, the only thing they have the ability to do is navigate to that PowerPoint presentation, open it up, and view it. They don't have the ability to make any changes to that document. But in this case, this is a colleague of mine, so I'm going to give them edit access. I would definitely want to include a little message here. Otherwise, they just get a standard email that is sent, generated by the system that says, you've been given access to this. Well, what is this? Why have I been given access? So always include an additional note here. So, you know, this is a test, just so they know that it's not real. In this case, this is a test. Click on share. It will say sending emails and sharing with the people you've selected. Now, if I were to close that share pane and click on share again, we can see everyone that this has been shared with. At any time, you have full control over this. You can then go in, you can right click on their name and then click on remove user or change permissions to can view. So at any time, later on, we're done working together, I can click on remove user, it will update. Now, I'm the only one that has access to this item again. So a great opportunity for you to share with additional people and collaborate on items without having to send that PowerPoint over and over again back and forth. We can be working on one copy of this item in a specific location. We can both navigate to it and work on it at the same time. So it's a great opportunity to collaborate with your colleagues. And with that, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you learned a few tips and tricks on how to make your PowerPoint presentation a lot more powerful. Feel free to join us at any time in the future. We have lots of webinars going on. And thank you very much for joining me, and we'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
We're now at the end of our broadcast. IT Showcase has live webinars and trainings scheduled every month on a variety of topics. We hope you join us again and bring your colleagues. You can find our schedule of upcoming events as well as on-demand videos and other content at microsoft.com/ITShowcase. Thanks again and have a great day.